How does it compare to the place in...
Okay, so let's catch up from where we were yesterday. You heard, you listened to them. Okay, so basic questions like this, is that what's the status of the Goldam if he leaves Zari Mekla? Okay, if he leaves Zari Mekla. So Rabbi Yossi Lee says it's a mitzvah for the Goldam to kill him. Okay, it's a mitzvah for the Goldam to kill him. And for everybody else, it's a rishas, they have permission. Okay, Rabbi Kiva says no, it's not a mitzvah, it's a rishas. Goldam's allowed to kill him. And anybody else who kills him is not rishas, not allowed, but if they do, they're not, it's not lo sirtzach, they're not chayv misa. Okay? But they're not allowed to.
Okay?
They're not chayv misa,
they kill this guy?
They're not
chayv
misa, right.
Or are they chayv?
Not clear, that's part of the problem. Something. They're not allowed to?
If
he leaves Zari Mekla.
If he leaves.
If he leaves. Okay? So again, there's two levels of machlokas. Rabbi Yosili says that it's a mitzvah for the Gol Adam to kill him, and it's a rishus, it's totally mutar, rishus, for everybody else to kill him. Like if there's no Gol, he says if there's no Gol Adam, then anyone else has rishus to kill him. And the second position of Rabbi Kiva says, no, only Gol Adam is rishus, and everyone else is not allowed to, but they're not chayv misafar. So we're trying to understand the machlokas, okay? There's two different systems here.
Question.
Yeah.
Everyone else is...
Right. Okay, so we said like this. So we started saying, we're in the middle. But we said for Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, he learns that the halacha is that if you leave Arei Miklat, then you are onesh. There's an onesh. There's a punishment for leaving Arei Miklat, which is that you're chayav misa. Okay? In other words, you killed. And if you kill and you're in Arei Miklat, okay, fine. But if you kill and you leave Arei Miklat, then you deserve a punishment for leaving. The killer who throwing himself into society is chayav misa, and he deserves a punishment of misa. Now, who does it? So the mitzvah of killing him, which is an onesh, is relegated to the Arei Miklat, to the Goldam. It's a mitzvah on him to do it. Who's chayav? So it's on the Goldam. For instance, the Rambam holds that when a guy kills b'mezid, a murderer, the mitzvah is Bezin tells the Goldam to kill him. Okay, a convicted murderer. So there's a mitzvah upon the same thing here. The mitzvah would be, according to Rabbi, the mitzvah is upon the Goldam, but it's a mitzvah because it's an onesh. He's chayav misa. Right? If he doesn't do it, if there is no Goldam, then anyone else could do it because he has the onesh. He's really chayav misa, and therefore anyone else could take it on. The mitzvah, the tzura, the mitzvah was set up that it's on specifically on the Goldam. But if there is none, so the Gavra is still chayav misa, so therefore anyone else could take on the responsibility to do it. Okay, but he's really an onesh of a chayav misa for leaving the Arei Miklat. Okay, but Rabbi Kiva says no. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. It's not onesh for leaving the Arei Miklat. There's no onesh for he's a selfish gaga. He doesn't have that onesh. But the halacha is that when you kill b'shogeg, you're an ein lo dam. The Torah doesn't protect your life. You're an ein lo dam. And if you're, unless you're an Arei Miklat. So if you leave Arei Miklat, you're an ein lo dam. It's not an onesh, like a punishment of misa. It's just that you're not protected. You're not protected. So therefore, if anybody kills you, they're not chayv misa, because you're an ein lo dam. You rendered an ein lo dam, so you don't have any protection, any worth, according to the Torah. So therefore, anyone who would kill you would not be chayev. But, and this is what we're up to today, we have to figure out, for some reason, a Rastam guy is not allowed to just go and kill him. Even though he's an Eladam, it's usher to just go and kill him. But, the Goladam, the Torah gave permission. The Torah gave Rishos to the Goladam, but everybody else, there's no Rishos, it's just still not Ritzicha, because he's an Eladam. And that's what we're up to now. Why can't anybody else just go and kill him? And why could the Goladam just go and kill him? This is the way the Rambam holds, by the way, that if you leave Arei Miklat, then you're hiter atzmo l'misa. It's like you make yourself open to being killed. Right? He says, Nichlas Arei Miklat of Yatza Chutzat Tchuma Bezadon. Hari is a hiter atzma l'misa. Rishus l'gol adam l'harga. Okay, so it's hiter atzma l'misa, and it's rishus l'gol adam to kill you, and hargo kol adam in chayav and love. And if anyone else kills you, you're not chayav. Shnemer ein l'adam. Maybe. Okay, so there's a grizz that I think we did years ago about Rodef. The grizz on Rodef. So, because the Rodef also is like, in theory, saying Eldam goes chasing after you. If someone kills him, then Zoramam says, if someone kills you, you're allowed to kill the guy who's chasing after you. But you're not allowed to kill him if you could save him by killing, by breaking his arm or something. If you could save yourself by breaking his arm, then you have to do that. And the Rambam says, if you don't break his arm, you could break his arm, but you don't, but you kill him, then you're not chayiv misa. Or he says, you're shofech damim, and you're chayiv misa, but bezin won't kill you. Okay, it's like you could have saved his life, but you could have not killed him, but you did. Anyway, so this is this case, and this gets into similar to what you're thinking about, is like, he said, the Rambam there says, Yechayiv Misa, Shofech Dam, Chayiv Misa, but Bezin doesn't kill you. And the Grizz brings down a number of Rambams like that. Okay? And the Rambam says like this, for instance. And this is famous. This is Socher Horeg Laroges Chavero, if you hire a hitman. Oh, Shesholech Avadav Lehargu, you send your servant. Oh, Shekavas Chavero Vnichel Fneri, you tie a guy up in front of a lion. Or you kill yourself. All these people are spillers of blood. And you have the sin of killing. Okay, but there's no Mrs. Bezin. Okay. Bezin won't kill you. So minayin shekacha the kain ha'adin. How do you know? Shari yomer shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam damo yishafech. So if you spill the blood of a person with a person, your blood is but damo yishafech. Zeh horig atzmo. Shalai yideh shleach. That's if you kill yourself. Es timchol marshlech medros. Zeh horig atzmo.
If you kill yourself.
I'm sorry. Horig ba'atzmo. Shalai yideh shleach. I'm sorry. If you kill by yourself, then you're going to be killed. But it says that God will seek out your blood. That's if you kill yourself. If you tie up a person before a lion, it's a limud of them. But in all of them, it says that God will be doresh your blood. Okay, the din is masur to God. Okay, and all these murderers. They're not chayiv misas bezdin. Im rotza melchit shol hargam. Fine. So there you go. Okay, so the point though is that you have a bunch of cases of guys who basically are not technically violating the ritzicha in the formal way. Like they're tying him up, they're hiring a hitman, so they're not technically doing like a maisa riga, but they're murderers. They're tzchanim, they're horgam, they're shofech, they're chayiv misa l'shamayim, as if they're killed. But technically, they're lacking in the exact surah, right? There's also halacha if a person kills someone who's on his deathbed. Then also, one second. If you kill a treifa, someone who has a mortal wound. So also, you're patur min dinei adam. Okay, you're chayav misa, but you're patur min dinei adam. Bezin won't kill you. Yes, and there's another one. Oh, also, if you kill a guy. You're not Ger Toshav. You're not Nehareg in Bezdin. Bezdin doesn't kill you. Okay. The point is, and there's one more. It says if you like basically cause the guy's death, like some indirect cause, you tie him in front of the sun or something. The point is that there's many ways where you could kill somebody, but you get around like the technical tsura of the Esser, you know, but you're still a shofech damim. Like murder, there's a phenomenon of murder, of killing, which is beyond the technical form of the lav, of the eser, and bezin kills you for violating the technical form of the eser. So treifa, technically, he's like a dead man. So technically, you're not chayav misa for killing a dead man, but you still murdered. You still killed a person. He's a person. He's a human being. He's breathing. He's, you know, and you're killing him. It's just that technically, since he has a status like that man, so you're not chayav misa. Or a lot of these cases. Or if you don't do the misa properly, you do it indirectly, you do it with the grama, right? There's different types of ways. But the point is that there's a sin of killing, which is beyond the technical form of the lav of Rezicha. And the onesh is for the formal violation. But Shvichas Damim is a broader institution than the technical tzura of the lav for which you get killed. Okay, so it says God will take care of you. You're still a murderer. You're still killed. It's just that you've avoided the formal tzura of the Esar. Right? So I want to say here, it's a similar kind of thing, is that he's technically the guy's Nail Adamim. So it means the Torah doesn't protect him. He's like a dead man. Okay? And therefore, you can't say Chayv Misa for killing him, because it's not the Erzicha, is you kill a guy who's a Yisrael Adamim. But it's still, you're still killing a person. He's still a person. And you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to kill a person. Okay? You're not going to be Chayav Misa and Bezdin for it. But you're not, you're still killing. And you have no right to just kill a person. Okay. I don't know, maybe it's Los Yerzach. I'm not sure if like it's Los Yerzach, like all these other cases. Is it Los Yerzach if you kill like a Trefa? Or if you kill higher hitman, is that Lo Sirtzach? I mean, I'm not sure. There's the Lo Sirtzach in different frameworks. There's Lo Sirtzach, the technical tzura of the thing, and then there's the Inyan of Lo Sirtzach. So I'll say it's the Inyan of Lo Sirtzach for sure. You're killing somebody. It's just that it doesn't fit the technical tzura because he's an Eil Adamim or because it's indirect or because all these different things. So I don't know if you to the technical lav of Lo Sirtzach, but that's my point, is that Shvichas Damim is an institution which predates the technical tzura of Lo Sirtzach. There's a reality of Shvichas Damim. You're not allowed to do Shvichas Damim. What?
Doesn't mean you can't engage in it,
though. No, that's what I mean. The reality is that you can't do it. Oh. You can't do it. It's not a technical lav, but you can't do it. It's an avon to Shvichas Damim. God will punish you. Like, for instance, I think they say like a Ben Noach can't do these things. And that's what the Gris brings down. Ben Noach, certain things which are okay for Israel, Ben Noach's chayav for. One sec. Yeah, that's what he says. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim says all these ritzichos, the Ben Noach is killed for them. You're right. This is the Rambam. Taz Beis. Ben Noach shaharag nefesh afilu uber b'me'imon erag, even a fetus. I think Israel isn't killed for that. V'chein imharag trefa. Or you kill a guy with a mortal wound, or you tie him before a lion, or so you basically make him starve. Since you killed, okay. Or in the case of the Rodef, which you could have saved him, you're killed. This is not the case by Israel. So by Israel, there's a technical tzura, so like, there's a tayag mitzvah, and there's a technical tzura, so Israel. And there's certain there's a formal structure of when something comes under the law of Lo Sirtzach and Chayav Misa, when it doesn't. But by a goy, it's simply the institution of merk, killing. This is the thing is killing. And a ben noach, so don't kill. The shem is a noach, don't kill. It just means shvichas damim. Okay, it's just shvichas damim. Okay, even it has val shvichas damim. That's the sixth, that's one of the, that's the mitzvah. Okay, so it's shvichas damim. Right, but what I'm saying is that's not the same thing as the technical form of the lav, of Lo Sirtzach. That form demands, Francois, if he's a trefa, it's not it, because he's not a ben kayama. So the idea of, I mean, you have to define the technical tzura of the Isser there, why it is that he's a ben kayama, and like what exactly the halacha of Ritzicha is. That's, I guess, all these different things, why it has to be direct, but there's the tzuras koveya, tzuras ha-maisa, Ritzicha, you kill, for instance, a ben kayama with a direct maisa and all that. So that's, but an Ein Lo Damim, a Trefa, an Ein Lo Dam, those kind of things, are guys who are alive, and you're killing them. And the guy, in theory, shouldn't have been killed. He could have gone to Har Mikla, and he would have had a long life. But you're just going and killing him. So it's not right. It's not right. It's a crime against the human being. It's a Ben Noach B'chaya for it. It's just that it doesn't fit the bill, the exact form of... the exact form of Lo Sirtzach, so you're not going to be Chayav Misa. But do you have a right? Is there a Shus? So he's, no, there's no Rishus. No Rishus to kill. But, by Gol Adam, the Torah gave him Rishus. Torah extended Rishus to Gol Adam. Okay, extended Rishus to Gol Adam. So you'll say, why is the Torah giving it to extend Rishus to the Gol Adam? To do that, if you're saying is it's really a killing and he's a person and all that. So first of all, I'll say I don't know. That's a wide question.
First of all, what?
It seems like that's what he's saying is Yeres HaKasav, is Ratzach Goldam, the Torah is giving Rishas. In other words, it's not Ratzicha. The Torah can't mount the Ratzicha for the Goldam. It's not Ratzicha, because it's not, technically, he's an Goldam. But, in general, the Torah doesn't just allow you to go and kill people. Right? But, here, the Torah did allow you to. Why? Not sure. It could be like something like Mark, you were saying yesterday, is like he has there's an idea of vengeance and the Torah holds it legitimate to take that vengeance, or I don't know, something like that. Or, I mean, it could be just, this is the way I'd like to say. Maybe this is Rabbi Shimon, I can't remember who thought of it, but just the idea, the whole way that Gullus works is that the guy's not going to leave, and he's not going to leave because he knows that he may be killed. Like, that's the way, part of the system of Gullus is that he's locked in here forever at the threat of death. So the Torah gave a reshus for the Gol Adam to kill him in order to make sure that he doesn't leave and to force, you know, to make it that he's going to have to stay there for his whole life, otherwise he's going to get killed.
All right, sorry, anyways, yeah, go on.
So what I'm saying is that the way the system of Ari Mikla works is that a guy is locked in Ari Mikla, has to stay in Ari Mikla forever. Okay, why does he have to stay? How does it work? Because we say that? I mean, he can walk out? But he can't walk out. Part of the whole kapara comes from the fact that he's relegated to Ari Mikla, and if not, he's hiter atzma lamisa. So it's like the Torah specifically, the way it works is that he knows he can't leave, and not just like, because he's supposed to stay, but if he could walk out, if he's in the mood, he could just walk out and he's supposed to stay. But it's like, it's at the threat of death. That's part of the system, is that that the Torah gave Rishus to the Goldam to do it, and that's in service of the system of Ari Mikla and the Kapara of the guy in Ari Mikla, that he knows that at the threat of death, and if he leaves, he's Hitar Atzma Lamisa. The Torah extended that Rishus in order to... It's a philosophical, it's a speculative explanation of why, but I think it's in line with the idea of the whole kapara of Ari Mikla, is that he is stuck there. You know, he's really stuck there, not just like because he's supposed to stay. But he's not going to leave. If he does, he may be killed. There, if you don't stay there, you have to stay there. If you don't stay there, you're in Lodam. It's not murder, and we even allow somebody to go and kill you. The guy who's really angry at you, you give him a right to. The whole kapara is that he stays there. The whole kapara is like he stays there forever. His whole life is there. He's relegated to there. He doesn't leave. It's not just a place where he just comes out whenever he's in the mood to go to a baseball game. He comes out. And you could just say, look, he's chayev to, but it's not. In general, the reason why it works is he's yitar asal misa. It's by the threat of death. So it's like the efficacy of the thing works through the fact that he's just locked in there. And he's stuck there and if he leaves, then he's also Isa. I mean, the Goldam feels like he wants to kill him. There's such a thing as taking vengeance on the person for killing someone. That's definitely a legitimate thing. We see the Torah has that even by the Rosh Hashanah. But the Torah allows him to do it. It gives him a source to do it. In general, you'd say, look, you have to control yourself. But here, the Torah gave him a source to do it. I mean, you could just say it's because it's legitimate for the Goldam to take a vengeance. But I'm just saying it could be as both. It could be as legal kids. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a good idea the Goldam taking vengeance. And it makes sense in terms of the Rotsayach that he should be stuck here. I mean, unless you'd say, look, if you want to take what I was saying halachically, maybe you'd say it's like you say a component of the enforcement of Ari Miklat is the Goldam being able to kill him. So it's not like I'm just going and killing him. I'm enforcing Ari Mikla. Like, if that's the method of Torah Ari Mikla being enforced, is that Torah setting up a Gol Adam who hounds outside Ari Mikla by the border, make sure he doesn't leave. So you're killing him, it turns out, is not really just I'm killing. The idea is you can't just go and kill somebody. But here, you're involved in enforcing Ari Mikla, so it makes it into like a component of the system of Ari Mikla. So that's not your bidocha the Lord Sicha, that's not.
Yep, then anyone can do it. Why should anybody?
Well, then he's saying is how the Torah do it. The Torah set it up that it's the Goldam who does it. That's the way the Torah enforces it. You say why? I mean, that's because it's reasonable the Torah would do it that way. That's the form the Torah set of enforcement. Does he take a guy who naturally is emotionally going to want to do that and is seeking out the revenge and made him the guy who's going to do it? anybody else. That's not the system method or sort of set up to enforce it. It seems to me maybe there's an idea also of like, it's like kavod adam, that a person isn't just killed, like, and just everyone just says, okay, I guess he's dead, whatever. But there's an idea of like taking revenge, is like it says, something is like, it's not, innocent blood has to be like a avenged. But there's an idea of avenging a goal adam, it's like you're redeeming his blood. It's like he's not dying in vain, so to speak. It's like the idea, it's like, could be, it's like a kavod adam that the family is like, wants to take vengeance on. The vengeance is saying kavod adam of adam is chashav. And revenge is, you can't just get away with that. So the Torah is a legitimate idea of nekama, of that kind of revenge. I think the Ram says, by other things of vengeance, it's like, it's not chashav to take revenge on these things. You just think, it's no big deal. But something which is important, then yeah, there's a, you deserve it. You can't just get away with that. You killed my family member. I'm not going to just let you get away with that. So Torah says it is legitimate to take vengeance in that case. It's legitimate, and the Torah stands reshus for you to do it. You see, the Torah says you might be by murder also. So it could be the person who naturally is a person for a family member to just sit idly by. It's as if the person doesn't mean anything. So Torah says you have to. I don't know. It's the whole thing, it's all speculative. The whole thing is, I'm saying, me, that halachically, it's that the Torah gave him rishos. And philosophically, I think there's two areas of the rishos. One is because of the fact, one is in the framework of the idea of revenge, gal adam taking revenge. I think that seems to be interesting in the end of the Torah, because you see that even that Torah says that by mezid, that the gal adam should do that.
That's particular only to the gal adam.
Yes. And then secondly is because, which I think are, I don't think they have to go, I don't think they're exclusive, they could both be true, is that part of the system of Bar Miklat also is enabled by the fact that he's subject to death, he's Hitar Atzma L'Misa. It's the Lashon Aram uses, Hitar Atzma L'Misa, by leaving, you're mattering yourself to Misa. It's part of the, and I think they coincide. Look, in Echanami, it could have been enabled by somebody else, but that's specifically all Adam, because he's the one who is involved in that idea of vengeance. What exactly that idea is, though, is a good question, but it's broader than this question, because you see it even applies by Mezid. Mezid Ram has that the family member should be the one who carry it out. So there's an idea there, which I'm not sure what it is. I mean, that's a good question. The Rigiz actually talks about it directly. Why is he in Lodam? He brings up this, I think Rav Shimon Eger wanted to say, or this whole point of the Grizz, that piece, is to exclude that. But you don't, some want to say that the reason why he's an El Adam is since the Gal Adam has a right to kill him, therefore he's an El Adam. And it's similar by Rodef. Since the Rodef has the Nirdef has a right to kill him, he's an El Adam. But he wants to say no. This is the point of his piece. That's not the case. He's an El Adam because he's an El Adam. So he's just because he's an El Adam. Nothing to do with the fact that the guy killed him. That doing these crimes or doing whatever renders him an El Adam, and that's a chalos in the Gavra of being an El Adam. Besides for that, the Torah gave rishos to the Gal Adam to kill him, or didn't give rishos to the Gal Adam to kill him, or, you know, who he gave rishos to. But they're two separate things. There's an Ein Lo Adam, and that's a status vis-a-vis everybody, and then there's a rishos, which the Torah gave to the Gal Adam. I say the opposite. I mean, if anything, I say the opposite. He's Ein Lo Adam because Ein Lo Adam, he killed Bishoge, he killed. When you kill, you're Ein Lo Adam. Since based on the Ein Lo Adam, the Torah says certain people could kill him, have a right to kill him, rishos to kill him. But if he weren't an Ein Lo Adam, then he said the Torah wouldn't extend that right altogether. But first, he's Ein Lo Adam because of his crime. Then, given that he did this crime, he's Ein Lo Adam, so in general, you don't just can't just kill people Ein Lo Adam. This guy is Ein Lo Adam, the Torah extends a right for the Gal Adam to kill him. Okay, so the next sheet holds like this. You can go if you want, if you're out. Okay. So, the next sheet basically holds, and that's what you asked about before, is that he holds that if the Gol Adam, if the guy runs out of Ari Miklat, and the Gol Adam kills him, the Gol Adam's Chayav Misa. Okay, you can't kill him. Chayav Misa, it's murder. What is the Gol Adam? The Torah says, and the Gol Adam kills him, Ein Lo Adam him. Yes, that's the third sheet. He says that if the Gol Adam has to bring him to Beslan. To pick him up, bring him to Bezin. Then Bezin will process him, tell him you better not leave. If you leave, then you're going to be killed. Then he could kill him. Only then. But it's if he leaves. It's not clear.
They send him back to
Yeremek Lad. Yeah, they send him back to Yeremek Lad. And if, I think it's, there's two ways to learn. You could say either if he says, I'm not going, then they go along and kill him. Or if he goes back and then he leaves. When he leaves again, then that's it. So he has a Bezin already, you know. But he can't just stop going and kill him right away. He has to bring him to Bezin first.
Especially about the
Oh, if he leaves, in other words, if they bring the Bezin and then he leaves, then this whole system kicks in, I guess. As I'll say, in other words, then the Golam could kill him. If they bring him to Bezin, and then he leaves and he says, sorry, I'm staying out of here, then the Golam could kill him.
But the guy's going to claim, I thought this.
So the question is, this is a major machlokas. Everyone else says the Golam could kill him. He's an Ildam. This position is maintaining. This is, I forget who. Hang on a second. This position is maintaining. No. He can't kill him right away. You have to first bring him to the Bezdin. So what's the deal with that? That's Rabbi Eliezer. Ad Amdolf Ne'edil Mishpat. He has to go to the Bezdin first for Mishpat. So what's that machlokas?
What exactly is?
But then if he leaves, though, but he's not rejecting the idea of Ein Adam, because if he leaves then after the Bezin, then he becomes Ein Adam.
Does
he? Yeah. That's the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Masa Gol Adam Ein Adam."
Unless you can say that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Something similar to what Matt's saying here is that the what makes him, what protects him is the mitzvah. He has to be a dar in our mikvah. Right now, if I'm a dar, if you leave a place, it doesn't mean you're not a dar there anymore. Right? Look, he walked out. Okay, that's where he's Kovei's residence. And the fact that he's a dar of the Ari Mikl, that gives him klita. Now he walks out. So you say he's not a dweller, he's not a resident of Ari Mikl. Now he walked out. So whatever, he went for a stroll, he went to this, he went to that. He's not a dar there anymore. What makes him not a dar? You bring him to Bezdin. The Bezdin explains to him that the nature of the dira here is that it's a permanent dira, you're not allowed to leave ever. And then he still goes out. So now he's basically saying, listen, I don't have anything to do with Ari Mikl. It's nothing to do with it, it's not my place. Because the nature of Ari Miklat is, it's a dira, which is like a permanent, no-leaving type of a dira. So you need, like, the din of Bezdin to set down the terms and to set it up that when he... See, it's when he flaunts it, it's like he becomes, he's breaking his tie to Ari Miklat. Just the walking out doesn't take away his shame as a dar. You need the Bezdin to set up the terms and the conditions that now if you leave, or if you don't go back there, then they're defining you as you're not a dar. Breaks the dira. It's a good question. It's a good question why they don't say why it doesn't work out originally. But it could be is like you need a separate chalos, a psak of Bezdin. So the first psak of Bezdin, chayev galus. So it's not a matter of that he doesn't know it. It's just that you need to break his dira, you need a separate mesa of the Bezdin to set him up as basically he's like on suspension, so to speak. Or he's in risk of the... And that's what the Gemara is saying. It's, you might think miyad. But it's saying is that in order to break, the Torah is defining that the system of breaking the shame of a dar in Ari Mikla. You don't just break it, the din of the dar. If you ran to Ari Mikla and you're a dar in Ari Mikla, so you're Niklat. You're a dar, you're a Yoshev Ha'ir. You don't just break it by just walking out. You need to have, there's a process. So the Torah is defining the process. Yochel, the Gemara says, Yochel, mi'ad, I might think the moment you leave. It says, no. To break the dira, there's a process. You go out. You bring you to Bezdin Paskins, and we don't know all the details of his system because we don't hold that way. But they don't explain that much. But the point is that to break the shame of a dar, that's what he's basically holding. Is that you need to become an Ein Adam, you have to break your din of a dar. And the walking out doesn't do that. It has to be through a separate sitting of Bezdin who define the terms, and that's what's going on. The original din is just the Nechayev Galus. It's not, they weren't sitting on that din. I understand. No, I hear what you're saying. I just want to say, so what's the other side? The other side learns that no, that it's not the shame of a dar in Ari Mikla which protects him, but it's simply the presence, being there. It doesn't matter. You walk out, you're not there. The ear protects him. Because this position, Rabbi Elazar's chiddush, is it's the shame of a dar. You walk out, you don't break your din of a dar just because you walk out. But the other way to learn is it's a miklat, it's a shelter. If you're not in the shelter, you're dead. If a bomb hits you, you're not in the shelter. You can't say, well, that's where I live.
You can still be a dar. Leave every day in our house.
Yeah. No, so the Torah is supposed to be koveya.
I mean, that's the question.
I understand. The Torah is koveya. Whereas the nature of this dira is different than other diras. It's a dira where you're relegated there forever. You're not allowed to leave anywhere. You're not allowed to leave. So the Torah is koveya, but still it's a din of a dira, and the Torah is koveya, a method of breaking it, which is you leave, you go to the Bezin sets down your terms, and then if you leave, then that's it. But if you say it's a din of Adar, there has to be, you don't just say, it's not so simple just to break it. It's not like the second you walk out, it's all over. It's a din of Adar. So the Torah has to set up how you break this din of Adar. But the other positions to learn, no, what protects you is the location. It's an Ir Miklat. It's a shelter. If you're there, you have to live there, that's true. But your protection is dependent upon the walls of the city. If you're there, you're protected. If you're not there, you're not protected. That's a simple way to learn. You walk out, that's it. You're not in the Ir Miklat. That's the Mamon shelter. You're still a little dwell there, whatever. I don't care, Mamon is. You're not in the Ir Miklat. The Ir Miklat is what protects you. You're not in the Ir Miklat, you're not protected. So that's the Machlokas. Could you have the protection of Ir Miklat when you're not physically in there because you still have a status as a dar, or you say the protection is based upon the shelter itself? Yeah. Okay, but I think we have to go back to, I think this question comes up, I know you guys have been bringing it up a number of times, is the Ritva brings it up also, is this contingent upon the question about before you go to Armikla, you know, before on your way to Armikla? I think it'll help us clarify all these things. It's like, is the Ritva brings that up and he differentiates. So I think that's our next step, is to look at that Ritva. Okay, and I also was doing that also, because I was happy to see that he discussed it. So, again, this week, Wednesday and Thursday, both I have stuff in school, so we'll try to continue on Monday.